Could any of you use maybe, just maybe, a little less fatigue in your lives and maybe a little more sex? Well, let's revisit this discussion. All right, how you doing with your energy level? Arnell, Panetta, and Journey will get you fired up. Just a city boy, born on as a South Detroit. Suit the midnight train going anywhere. See, I want you to find your energy, because I know that some of you are really, really struggling here, dealing with fatigue. You know, I started this conversation previously, and we took a look at what WebMD is identifying as some of the causes of fatigue and sleepiness. But here's the best news. What to do about it? That's right. What to do about it? It is one thing to know that we're having trouble with fatigue. It is something else, though, to know, hey, I'm feeling fatigued. This is what I can do about it. So what did we look at already? Well, previously when we talked about this, we talked about one of the, I'm assuming, most obvious causes of fatigue, sleepiness, not getting enough sleep. How many of you are doing better with that? How many of you find that you really do want to get your proper amount of sleep, but you have so much going on, it really is tough? I mean, it really is tough. You may have several major things on your plate, and you really don't see any feasible way to take any of the major things off your plate because they are all major. When I say major, I mean these are things that you have to be doing on a regular basis, on a continual basis. You have to be doing it. Well, I guess one of the strategies to put into play when that's the case is to recognize that we really do need work, rest, and play in order to live a balanced life. Now, here's what makes it tricky. Sometimes after we've been working and working and working, whether we're working to take care of family and household matters, and we're working on the job, our business, we're working in school, we're working in other areas where we have responsibilities, and then when we are able to finally play, sometimes we play so long that we take away from time that we really could spend resting, sleeping. And I understand, oh man, you go for day after day and sometimes for weeks at a time, not really having time to play like you really want to because you're working, working, working. And when you get ready to play, engage in your recreational activity, whether that's watching TV, going to the movies, boating, whatever it is that you're doing, for your recreation, your playtime. Sometimes we put so much time into the play that we fail to put enough time into the rest and the sleep. And remember now, very often at the same time that we're getting too little playtime, we're also getting too little sleep time. And so we'll try to kind of make up for some of the loss of playtime at the expense of sleep time. So here's my point. Sometimes, even though we want to play more than we've been playing, sometimes we just got to go ahead and decide in advance to reduce the amount of time we had planned on playing so that some of that time can go towards sleeping. You know, so if you want to watch 4 or 5 hours of TV one night, first night in maybe 3 or 4 weeks, that you're getting a chance to just relax in the evening time, not for the whole day even, just in the evening. You're able to knock everything off, all your work off at about 7:30. And so you decide, well, you know what? I've been going and going and going for the past 5 weeks, the past 9 weeks. I don't have to go, you know, work right up until bedtime. So, hey, I got a couple of hours before time for me to go to bed. I'm just going to chill with a good movie. And the next thing you know, you're on your second movie. 2 hours into your bedtime. And so you're sacrificing sleep again for the playtime. Got to find ways. And sometimes we really do have to use some strategy. We really have to think this through. Find ways to get our proper sleep. We also talk about, with regards to sleep, people sometimes experiencing sleep apnea. You're asleep, but briefly, your breathing stops. And it happens maybe several times throughout the night. That can cause problems. How about not enough fuel? In other words, eating too little. Eating too little can cause problems. Isn't it interesting? We really do have to have balance. Eating too much food can cause problems for us. But eating too little food can cause problems for us. How about this one? Anemia. That's one of the leading causes of fatigue in women, particularly with regards to menstrual blood loss, which, of course, leads to a little bit of iron loss, which can lead to iron deficiency. What about depression? Okay. I know some of you are saying, wait a minute, hold up. I wasn't with you all when you all discussed this the first time. So give us some of the answers to some of these problems. What are some of the solutions? You told us about sleeping and making sure that we don't let our playtime bleed over into our sleep time, but what else? Okay, let me back up for a minute. Sleep apnea. One of the things that can help with that is to lose weight if you're overweight. Quit smoking if you smoke. Talk with your doctors and see if you might need a CPAP device to help keep your airway passages open while you're sleeping. Because that's essentially what is often happening. Airway passages are closing up on you. And that's why sometimes you find yourself suddenly waking up gasping for breath, gasping for air. It was cut off momentarily. So those are some things you can do about that. Not enough fuel? Make sure that you're trying to eat, usually, most of the time, 3 to 4 meals a day. Some people say 3 to 5. Eating too little can cause problems. Eating the wrong foods can cause a problem. So eat a balanced diet the vast majority of the time. That'll help keep your blood sugar in a normal range, and it'll prevent that sluggish feeling that people experience when our blood sugar drops. Breakfast, very important to eat breakfast. Try to include protein and complex carbohydrates in every meal. I know a lot of people like to talk about dieting, and they talk about making sure that you do nothing with carbs. Stay away from carbs. Not so. Our bodies need carbs. We just don't need those simple carbohydrates, which are basically equated to sugar. We need the complex carbs, which help build the body. You can eat eggs with whole grain toast. Eat small meals and snacks throughout the day so that you sustain your energy. With regards to anemia, you can take some iron supplements. You can eat iron-rich foods like lean meat, liver. Don't you just love liver? Shellfish, beans, enriched cereal. When it comes to depression, keep in mind that depression is not about attitude. It's about chemistry. There is a chemical imbalance, chemical dysfunction within the brain. And so, but there are also very often some issues related to depression. Very often something has taken place in the life that has helped contribute to the depression. So you can get with someone who is trained in helping people, a professional who is trained in helping people who experience depression. It's talk therapy and or medication can help with depression. Now, here's another one. This is one that we hadn't talked about yet. Hypothyroidism. The thyroid is a small gland that's located at the base of your neck, and it controls your metabolism, which is the speed at which your body converts fuel into energy. Please keep that in mind now. Metabolism is the speed at which your body converts fuel into energy. And of course, our fuel is food and drink, especially food. When the gland, the thyroid, is underactive and the metabolism functions too slowly, you may feel sluggish and you may put on weight. So what do you do about that? If you're experiencing hypothyroidism, your thyroid is underactive. Well, if a blood test confirms that your thyroid hormones are low, synthetic hormones can bring you up to speed. How about this? I know a lot of people really want to get into the coffee and they want to get the coffee into them because of the caffeine. And you may eat a lot of chocolate. You like the taste and you like the caffeine. You may consume other things, maybe tea, whatever it is that you consume, not only for the taste's sake, but also for the caffeine's sake, for the pick-me-up. Well, you can experience caffeine overload. It can improve, you know, the caffeine can improve alertness. It can improve concentration in moderate doses. Too much can increase your heart rate. It can increase blood pressure. It can increase jitteriness. And research indicates that too much actually causes fatigue in some people. Too much caffeine. You get picked up so much that you begin to, the body has been overworked, overloaded with stimulation, and becomes worn out to the point of being fatigued in some people. What can you do about that? Well, gradually cut back on coffee, tea, chocolate, soft drinks, and any medications that contain caffeine. Remember, some medications do have caffeine. And so if you know that you really don't drink much coffee, if any, you drink only occasionally tea, you hardly ever eat chocolate, and you have nothing to do with soft drinks except once in a while, caffeine-free soft drinks. And there are plenty of them out there. Well, if you're taking medications, maybe the medication is something you might need to look at. Look at those ingredients, see if caffeine is in there. But remember, gradually cut back. Stopping suddenly can cause caffeine withdrawal and even more fatigue. How about this one? Causes of fatigue. Hidden urinary tract infections. If you've ever had one, also known as UTI, urinary tract infection, you're probably familiar with the burning pain and the sense of urgency. But the infection doesn't always announce itself with obvious symptoms. In some cases, you have UTI or urinary tract infection, fatigue may be your only sign. A urine test can quickly confirm a UTI. Antibiotics are the cures for UTIs, and the fatigue will usually vanish within a week. How about this one? Diabetes. In people with diabetes, abnormally high levels of sugar remain in the bloodstream instead of entering the body's cells where it would be converted into energy. The result is a body that runs out of steam despite having enough to eat. If you have persistent, unexplained fatigue, ask your doctor about being tested for diabetes. Treatment for diabetes may include lifestyle changes such as diet and exercise, insulin therapy, and medications to help the body process sugar. Now, here's the new stuff. Another one. Of all that I've mentioned already, let me ask you this. What else do you suppose could contribute to fatigue? Think about all that we have talked about. What have we left out? And sometimes, you know, It may not be as, well, as quick and easy as we would think, but something else that might contribute to fatigue. How about this one? Dehydration. We talked about too little food. How about too little water, too little hydration? Fatigue can be a sign of dehydration. Whether you're working out or working at a desk job, your body needs water to work well and to keep cool. And you know what they've said for years and years and years, if you're thirsty, you're already dehydrated. What do you do about it? Well, drink water throughout the day. And one of the ways that you can know that you probably are drinking enough water is to look at the color of your urine when you use the bathroom. It should be light colored. Now, one of the recommendations that they make is that we have at least 2 cups of water an hour or more before a planned physical activity. An hour or more before a planned physical activity. Then sip throughout your workout. Sip, sip, sip. You don't need to be trying to drink 2 and 3 glasses of water during your workout. Sip some throughout your workout, and then after the workout, drink another 2 cups. Especially if you are a sweater and you do a great job of losing fluid. All right, what else can be a cause of fatigue? This is something that a lot of people experience, or you know someone who has experience with this, but you may not connect it with fatigue. Heart disease. When fatigue strikes during everyday activities, like cleaning the house or weeding the yard, it can be a sign that your heart is no longer up to the job. If you notice that it's becoming increasingly difficult to finish tasks that were once easy, talk to your doctor about what's going on and the possibility of heart disease. What can you do about it? Make some lifestyle changes, especially when it comes to exercising. You may want to look into changes with regards to medication and therapeutic procedures that can get heart disease under control and restore your energy. Now, of all of the possible causes of fatigue that you came up with when I was asking about that just a few minutes ago, what did you come up with? I deliberately, gave you a little bit of time as I kept talking through that just to see what you'd come up with. How about this? Did anyone say shift work, sleep disorder? Shift work, sleep disorder. Well, here's the thing. Working nights or rotating shifts can disrupt your internal clock. You may feel tired when you need to be awake, and you may have trouble sleeping during the day. Because remember now, with that internal clock, also known as circadian rhythm, with that internal clock, our bodies are just trained to know, hey, it's starting to get dark out there, or it's just that time of the evening, time to start winding down. And the body is starting to wind down because the body knows it's about time to call it a night. Get into bed, go to sleep. But sometimes if we're working night shifts or even rotating shifts that may include late evenings or even night shifts or a combination. I know some people work rotating day, night, and evening shifts. And it can throw that clock off, your clock, your internal clock. Well, what can you do to help with that? Limit your exposure to daylight when you need to rest. Make your room dark. And to help make it dark, you may want to look for some of those curtains that have the special linings that really do a great job of blocking out light. Some of those curtains that really block out the light, for instance, at a lot of hotels, can really do just as good a job at home. So you may want to consider looking for those kinds of curtains. You can get them for your home too. Get those curtains that can make the room dark, but also, in addition to making your room dark, make it quiet and make it cool. If that doesn't work, you're still having problems, talk with your doctor. Supplements and medications may help. All right. Let's look at some more causes of fatigue when we come back. In the meantime, Mr. Panetta with Journey, helping us get energized.